Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. The Connect Mobile Network Test 2026 reveals that Deutsche Telekom clinched its 15th consecutive win, while O2, Telefónica, and Vodafone achieved a record score of 937 points. O2 has reintroduced half-price, monthly cancelable flat-rate tariffs that promise greater customer flexibility, and the formation of O2 Daisy through a joint venture between Virgin Media O2 and Daisy Group signals strategic moves to boost scale and customer service.
Today, the Süddeutsche Zeitung and the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung report that Vodafone Deutschland has intensified its dispute with the Federal Cartel Office by accusing it of bias and concealment tactics during an ongoing investigation. Vodafone, one of the largest telecommunication companies in Germany, has commissioned a law firm which compiled a 65-page report that forms the basis of a strongly worded letter addressed to Cartel Office President Andreas Mundt. The dispute centers on allegations that Vantage Towers, a Vodafone subsidiary involved in mobile mast infrastructure, has caused delays in 1&1's mobile network rollout, which 1&1 attributes to Vantage Towers' underperformance. Both articles highlight that Vodafone claims extensive documented communications and redacted files have impeded a fair defense and that the regulator has acted more as a partner in the investigation rather than an impartial arbitrator. This case, set against broader concerns about regulatory impartiality in a competitive telecommunications market and legal pressure for network expansion, underscores the complex interplay between regulatory decisions and strategic network developments.
The article from teltarif.de titled "Connect Netz Test: Gibt es dieses Mal nur Gewinner?" reports on the recently published Connect Mobile Network Test of 2026. The report states that Deutsche Telekom won for the 15th consecutive time, highlighting the network quality improvements that customers experience across various environments. The publication explains that Vodafone and O2 Telefónica shared second place with a record score of 937 points, and notes that O2 achieved the second best rating in the data transmission and user experience categories. The article further underscores that continuous investments and the relentless efforts of technicians have led to significant enhancements across the networks. Additionally, the report details that 1&1 was evaluated outside of direct competition and received a very good rating, noting the high reliability and promising startup level for its new network technology.
Shifting focus to consumer offerings, another article from Teltarif.de titled O2, Ekta Flat Monatlich Kündbar zum halben Preis, highlights new flat rate tariff promotions by O2. The article explains that O2 has reintroduced an action known from previous campaigns, offering two tariff plans at half price without a binding long-term contract. The report details that the O2 mobile unlimited max flex tariff is available for €29.99 per month with a significantly reduced connection fee and the flexibility of monthly cancellation. In addition, the O2 unlimited on-demand flex tariff is offered at €19.99 per month, providing comprehensive all-nets coverage for calls and SMS along with daily high-speed data. The publication also mentions a discounted offer on the flex variant of the O2 mobile S tariff, emphasizing the value and customer benefits of these action tariffs.
The article in thetimes.com examines the strategic formation of O2 Daisy through a joint venture between Virgin Media O2, VMO2, and Daisy Group, spearheaded by entrepreneur Matthew Riley. It explains that Riley, founder of Daisy Group with extensive experience in telecoms, has merged his company with VMO2's enterprise unit to create a business serving 700,000 customers and generating approximately £1.4 billion in revenue. The report details how VMO2 holds a 70% stake in the new company, while Daisy shareholders retain a 30% share, with the move aimed at achieving greater scale, improved customer service, and significant cost savings in operating expenses. The article also outlines the current challenges in the broader market, such as VMO2's customer losses, delayed network expansion projects, and potential changes in ownership. Issues that Riley believes can be managed by maintaining the entrepreneurial culture of Daisy. Overall, thetimes.com presents a thorough overview of the venture, emphasizing Riley's focus on responsive customer service and strategic growth in a competitive telecom landscape.
The competitor landscape has seen notable developments as Pure, the Tele Columbus brand, launched new broadband internet tariffs in mid-November, according to Telterif DDE. The article explains that Pure's approach focuses on offering stable, attractive prices that remain unchanged even after the 2-year minimum contractual period, a strategy that is distinct from competitors who often introduce the lowest rates only for an initial period. In particular, the Pure Speed 50 tariff is highlighted with a monthly base fee of €18, accompanied by a one-time connection fee, providing up to 50 megabit per second downstream and 5 megabit per second upstream speeds via the Tele Columbus cable network. Furthermore, the article outlines the Pure Speed 250 and Pure Speed 500 tariffs, which offer higher speeds for slightly increased monthly fees and also benefit from significant permanent discounts compared to the standard pricing. This detailed report from Telterif DE offers valuable insights into competitor pricing strategies, emphasizing a trend of long-term low pricing that is likely to impact the market dynamics within the telecommunications sector.
The Telterif.de report discusses the situation of competitor 1&1 regarding its mobile network expansion and the resulting regulatory decisions. The article explains that although 1&1 significantly missed its expansion targets, the Federal Network Agency, BNetzA, has halted its fine proceedings. It notes that in 2019, 1&1 secured its own frequencies with the aim of evolving from a service provider to a network operator by committing to deploy at least 1,000 antenna sites by the end of 2022, yet only 5 sites were activated due to delivery issues with an infrastructure expansion partner. The article further states that in spring 2023, the BNetzA had initiated fine proceedings against 1&1 along with Telecom, Vodafone, and O2 Telefonica for minor discrepancies in their mobile network expansion plans. However, following a ruling by the Cologne Administrative Court in 2024, which determined that the conditions set during the frequency auction were unlawfully influenced by political interference from the former Transport Ministry, the fine proceedings were discontinued, leaving 1&1 with ongoing challenges in meeting its network rollout commitments.
The technology and innovation sector received fresh insights today from Heist.de, which reported a study by SAP and Oxford Economics, as detailed by Moritz Förster. The study reveals that 79% of companies have already experienced positive returns on their AI investments within 1 to 3 years, with an average spending of $26 million per year. It is noted that the initial expected return of 16%, equating to about $4.7 million, is projected to climb to 31%, roughly $12.3 million, over the next 2 years. The article further explains that while AI currently supports 25% of business tasks, there is an expectation for this figure to rise to 41% by 2027, highlighting a substantive integration of AI into operational processes. However, the study also pinpoints significant challenges, such as fragmented data management, the presence of data silos, incomplete or inconsistent information, and the problematic use of unsanctioned shadow AI, which over 64% of companies have admitted to employing. Only a small fraction, just 9% of companies, are pursuing a comprehensive, strategic approach to AI, leaving many uncertainties about fully harnessing its potential. The observations reported in Heist.de underscore that, despite promising returns and the transformative potential of agent-based AI systems, inadequate data governance remains a critical hurdle. These findings serve as key insights for strategic planning and risk management within technology-driven sectors and provide a useful reference point for O2 Telefonica when evaluating ongoing and future AI investments.
The Handelsblatt reports on an ambitious project that spans from metropolitan centers to provincial regions, highlighting investments in artificial intelligence infrastructure. The article details how Federal Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger praised the groundbreaking initiative in Lubenau-Brandenburg, where the Schwarz Group, owner of Lidl and Kaufland, has committed to investing 11 billion euros in a state-of-the-art data center equipped with up to 100,000 specialized chips, This data center is designed to support AI systems that extract patterns from large data sets to drive decision making, while also aiming to enhance internal processes and eventually offer services to other companies. The piece explains that while the chips are primarily used for training expansive AI models, the overall project faces challenges centered on energy consumption and the availability of appropriate spaces, since facilities dedicated to AI training require significant power but are less sensitive to latency compared to hyperscaler data centers. The Handelsblatt further discusses how the energy supply, especially in the context of expected increases in energy demand and the push for renewable sources by January 2027, is a critical factor for such developments. It underlines that while Frankfurt benefits from an established data center ecosystem with its high-speed connectivity and technical support facilities, regions like Berlin/Brandenburg are emerging as promising hubs, given their access to large areas and a growing share of renewable energy. The narrative touches on investment challenges, including the risk of technological obsolescence, and notes that investors and companies such as Microsoft, Google, and Amazon continue to invest billions in similar infrastructure projects. Overall, the Handelsblatt article provides a comprehensive look at the balance between innovative AI capabilities, strategic energy planning, and long-term investment prospects in Germany's evolving digital landscape.
A recent report by Telltarif DE outlines Deutsche Telekom's significant progress in expanding its mobile network infrastructure during October. The article states that the company introduced 145 new base stations, with the highest concentration in Nordrhein-Westfalen, where 28 new sites were established to bridge coverage gaps and provide enhanced capacity and reception. Additionally, the report highlights that 20 new mobile stations were launched in Bavaria and 19 in Lower Saxony, while 417 existing locations were optimized to better handle simultaneous data usage and improve call connectivity. The publication further details that the 5G network now covers approximately 99% of all households nationwide, a milestone achieved ahead of the initial end of 2025 target, and that LTE coverage is practically complete. However, despite the availability of substantial spectrum around 3,600 MHz that enables gigabit-level bandwidth, Deutsche Telekom continues to refrain from offering a standalone 5G network for private customers, a service that is already independent and accessible to Vodafone and O2 users, while recent network tests such as the Connect Netz Test 2026 position Telekom's performance close to that of operators in Austria and Switzerland.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.